Hosea chapter 7. When I would have healed Israel, then the iniquity of Ephraim was discovered, and the wickedness of Samaria. For they commit falsehood, and the thief comes in, and the troops of robbers spoils outside. And they do not consider in their hearts that I would remember all their wickedness. And now their own doings have beset them round about, and they are before my face. They make the king glad with their wickedness, and the princes with their lies. They are all adulterers, like an oven heated by the baker, who ceases from raising after he has kneaded the dough until it has become leavened. In the day of our king, the princes have made him sick with bottles of wine, and he stretches out his hand with scorners. For they've made ready their heart like an oven. While they lie in wait, their baker sleeps all the night. In the morning, it burns like a flaming fire. And they are all hot like an oven, and have devoured their judges. All their kings are fallen. There is none among them that calls to me. Ephraim, he has mixed himself amongst the people. Ephraim is a cake that has not been turned. Strangers have devoured his strength, and he does not know it. Yes, gray hairs are here and there upon him, yet he does not know that. And the pride of Israel testifies to his face, and they do not return to Yahweh their Elohim, nor seek him for all of this. Ephraim is also like a silly dove without heart. They call to Egypt, they go to Assyria. And when they will go, I will spread my net upon them, and I will bring them down like the fowls of the heavens, and I will chastise them like their congregation has heard. Woe to them, for they have fled from me. Destruction to them, because they've transgressed against me. Though I've redeemed them, yet they have spoken lies against me. And they've not cried out to me with their heart when they howled upon their beds. They assemble themselves for corn and wine, and they rebel against me. And though I've bound and strengthened their arms, yet do they imagine mischief against me. They return, but not to the Most High. They are like a deceitful bow. Their princes will fall by the sword for the rage of their tongue, and this will be their derision in the land of Egypt. End of chapter.